So here we are. First stop is Nuneaton. We're with Michelle, who's been given our starter. Now, when we announced that you were doing the starter, you didn't seem too impressed. Why was that?
Because it was, what do I do for a starter in the time that I had to come in from work? So, no, I wasn't impressed.
Is that your daily routine? Do you not have time to prepare a big meal for yourself because you work and you're a mum?
Well, what I normally do on a Sunday is prepare a big meal and it'll last a couple of days
right.
on a Sunday. But obviously, because I was doing a starter, I couldn't give you what I would normally have on a Sunday. So it was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
And we brought Sue from Weight Watchers, who is going to help me mark you, because I'm not an expert at food, really. I just, if I like it, I'll eat it. If I really like it, I'll ask for more. That's me all over.
Well, you better not ask for more because there isn't any.
All right, so I'm ready when you are.
Okay, follow me through here to the dining room, please.
Oh, have you seen this?
Oh, it looks so pretty.
Sue, I feel like we're going on a date.
We are.
Explain to Sue what you've prepared for our starter. Now, I'm guessing it's fish. I hate fish, but I'm going to mark it as if I do, okay?
Okay, that's fine. It's trout and it's freshly caught by my husband and it's seasoned with olive oil and dill and lemon pepper. Then you have a salad, rocket salad and watercress salad with feta cheese, low-fat feta cheese and balsamic vinegar and vegetables. It's a healthy food. It's an oily fish, which you're obviously meant to have at least once a week. And I had it in abundance, so I thought, why not? Go for it.
What would you have with this starter?
A glass of red wine.
We're not driving. Shall we?
Or a glass of rosé.
I'll have rosé. Okay. Do you want
rosé? I'd like rosé as well.
So, Sue, initial thoughts?
It looks absolutely stunning. Can't wait to tuck in.
Right, here we go. Bon appetit.
Yeah, cheers.
So, from the starter to the main, I would think you've got the hardest challenge of all, Tanya, to create a main meal.
No, I think Sammy had the hardest one.
What, the pudding?
Yeah.
Must say, it smells good. I can see some empty plates. I am starving. So, what is for dinner tonight from Tanya?
Chicken casserole.
I chose it because I knew I'd be out all day and it was the easiest thing I could leave to cook.
Usually once a week we eat this. Chicken, sweet potato, new potatoes, butternut squash, parsnips, Sweden carrots.
So we've gone big on the vegetables. And are there dumplings?
No.
Oh! Okay, I'm excited. The kids are at the door waiting as well. So over to you, ready when you are. It smells good.
It does smell good. And I love the pot. That would look really good in my kitchen.
You can't have the pot. Oh.
Do you want fork or spoons?
I'll go a spoon. So I'm a spoon. I'll have a fork if you want. Oh, I can't wait for this. You alright, kids? Do you think Mummy's dinner's going to be good or bad?
Good. I think my mum is cooking very good. And she should get 4 marks.
It's like come dine with me.